Everybody, welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Metanoia Madness. I'm your host, Nicholas, music creator, entrepreneur turned podcaster, lover of all things spiritual, mystical, and unknown.
This is episode 11, Journey of Gratitude. I will shape my evolution and my manifestations. I've often heard that to be alive at this time on this planet and this reality is significant because it offers unique opportunities for growth and transformation. Often emphasizing the idea that every individual has chosen to be here during this period of accelerated change and evolution because it offers us the opportunity to experience rapid growth and transformation. Before we jump into this episode, I wanted to take a moment to express my gratitude to you, the listeners. I've often gone back and forth as to why I'm doing this show, but the stories you all have shared with me about how the show and the topics we discuss are actually having an impact in your life just makes me feel so grateful that I've been put in such a position. But it also makes me feel guilty because I don't feel that I've been as consistent as I could be, both on social media accounts and the scheduled episode uploads. And I'd like to apologize, hold myself accountable, and say that I will be better. If you haven't heard the name Bashar before, Bashar is the name given to an entity or a consciousness channeled by Daryl Unka. Bashar's teachings revolve around topics such as personal empowerment, manifestation, and the nature of reality. He offers insights and perspectives to help individuals understand themselves and their reality in a deeper way. Bashar often discusses the idea that many other souls from various realms and dimensions are observing and learning from experiences of us living on Earth. He suggests that Earth is a unique and challenging environment where souls can experience rapid growth and transformation. Other beings are eager to witness and participate in this process, as it offers valuable lessons and insights that can be applied to their own evolutionary journeys. According to Bashar's teachings, Earth is considered a free will zone, where individuals have the opportunity to explore their desires and beliefs and create their own reality. This makes Earth an attractive destination for souls seeking to accelerate their spiritual evolution and expand their consciousness. In this context, practicing gratitude becomes especially significant because it allows us to fully appreciate the opportunities and experiences available to us on Earth. By acknowledging and expressing gratitude for our existence and the lessons we encounter, we align ourselves with higher frequencies of love and abundance, contributing to our own growth and the collective evolution of consciousness. I won't pretend to know the inner workings of Bashar or Daryl's spirit or mind, and I won't pretend to know for a fact that an entity or a consciousness is being channeled. But what I will say is that the knowledge that they possess and are willing to share for those willing to listen offers amazing insight and perspective on how we can navigate life better. Gratitude is a multifaceted concept that transcends language, culture, and tradition. At its core, gratitude is a deep appreciation for the blessings, experiences, and relationships in our lives. It involves recognizing the goodness in both the big moments and the small gestures, and acknowledging the abundance that surrounds us. In various cultures and spiritual traditions, gratitude holds immense significance as a cornerstone of well-being and spiritual growth. For example, in Hinduism, the practice of pranam, or bowing with gratitude, is a way of honoring the divine presence in all beings. In Buddhism, gratitude is cultivated through practices such as mudita, which is rejoicing in the happiness and success of others. Many cultures often express gratitude through ceremonies and rituals that honor the earth and the interconnectedness of all that is life. When I was younger, gratitude wasn't really something I thought much about. I mean, I was always thankful and always expressed that to my parents and to God, but the magnitude in which it impacts our lives wasn't something I thought about until recently. Numerous studies in psychology and neuroscience have highlighted the profound benefits of gratitude practices on mental, emotional, and physical well-being. Research has shown that regularly expressing gratitude can lead to increased happiness, reduced stress, improved relationships, and better physical health. Gratitude practices have been linked to changes in the brain activity associated with positive emotions and enhanced resilience. One famous study by psychologist Robert Eamon found that participants who kept a gratitude journal and wrote down things they were thankful for experienced greater levels of optimism and life satisfaction compared to those who didn't. Other studies have shown that practicing gratitude can boost immune functions, lower blood pressure, and improve sleep quality. While gratitude is often thought of as a feeling or emotion, it can also be seen as a practice or skill that we cultivate over time. Gratitude as a feeling arises spontaneously when we recognize and appreciate the goodness in our lives. It's the warm glow that fills our hearts when we pause to savor a beautiful sunset or receive an act of kindness from a friend. Gratitude as a practice, on the other hand, involves intentional actions and rituals that cultivate and deepen our sense of gratitude. This can include keeping a gratitude journal, expressing appreciation to others, or engaging in mindfulness practices that heighten our awareness of the present moment. By making gratitude a daily habit, we train our minds to focus on the positive aspects of life and shift our perspective from scarcity to abundance. Gratitude is both a feeling and a practice that holds profound significance across cultures and traditions. By embracing gratitude in our lives, we tap into a powerful source of well-being, resilience, and joy. Here are a few practical tips for daily gratitude. Morning gratitude ritual. Start your day by expressing gratitude for simple things in your life, such as the warmth of the sun, the sound of a bird song, or the comfort of your bed. Take a few moments to reflect on what you're thankful for before getting out of bed. A gratitude journal. Keep a gratitude journal where you write down three things you're grateful for each day. Be specific and detailed, focusing on big and small blessings. Reflecting on these entries can remind you of abundance in your life, even during challenging times. Gratitude meditation. Incorporate gratitude into your meditation practice by focusing on feelings of appreciation and thankfulness. Start by taking a few deep breaths and then visualize someone or something you're grateful for. Allow yourself to feel the warmth and the joy that gratitude brings. Express appreciation. Take time to express gratitude to the people in your life who have made a difference, whether through a heartfelt thank you note, a phone call, or a simple act of kindness. Showing appreciation not only benefits others, but also strengthens your own sense of connection and well-being. Gratitude walks. Take a leisurely walk in nature and pay attention to the beauty and the abundance around you. Notice the colors of the leaves, feel the breeze on your skin, and the sound of nature. With each step, cultivate feelings of gratitude for the earth's gifts. Consistency is key when it comes to gratitude practices. Make gratitude a daily habit, integrating it into your routine in a way that feels natural and sustainable. Whether it's through journaling, meditation, or simple acts of appreciation, find what works best for you and commit to practicing it regularly. Authenticity is also crucial in gratitude practices. Avoid going through the motions or forcing gratitude when you're not genuinely feeling it. Instead, focus on cultivating sincere feelings of appreciation for the blessings in your life, even during the difficult times. Remember that gratitude is a personal journey, and it's okay to acknowledge both the joys and the struggles along the way. By incorporating practical gratitude exercises into our daily lives with consistency and authenticity, we can cultivate a deeper sense of appreciation, resilience, and joy. Gratitude and an abundance mindset go hand in hand, as gratitude helps us shift our focus from scarcity to abundance. When we cultivate feelings of gratitude, we train our minds to recognize and appreciate the abundance that already exists in our lives. Gratitude encourages us to focus on what we have rather than what we don't have. Instead of feeling deprived or lacking, we acknowledge the blessings, opportunities, and resources that surround us. This shift in perspective opens us up to a world of possibilities and allows us to see abundance in even the smallest things. In previous episodes, we've spoken on how our emotions and thoughts create our reality. So it should be no surprise when I say that shifting into an abundance mindset by cultivating an attitude of gratitude is the only way to manifest and create a life of abundance. This is because, as we've said before, we don't get what we want, we get what we are. So in order to manifest and create a life of abundance, we have to match the frequency and vibration of abundance. So we have to feel and practice gratitude so that we can get our mind and subconscious mind to regularly and thoroughly recognize the abundance that is in our current reality. In order to regularly and thoroughly vibrate on a frequency of abundance, in turn attracting and manifesting more abundance. Guys, thank you so much again for listening. This has been episode 11. I'm Nicholas, signing off until next week.